You're listening to Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Dan Wanshura. Michiganders are preparing to help each other through the COVID-19 pandemic. Informal volunteer groups, sometimes known as mutual aid networks, are forming and growing all over the state. The concept is pretty simple. Reach out if you need something. Sign up if you can volunteer time or money or a skill. Take care of each other. Interlochen Public Radio's Kay LaFond reports.
Penny Kriebel answers my phone call while she waits in the parking lot at the Traverse City Meijer. She's about to pick up a load of groceries and drive them out to Interlochen, 15 miles away.
Got my groceries. Can you hold on?
She's bringing the groceries to somebody with health issues, somebody who won't risk leaving their house right now because of coronavirus.
All right. Okay, well, my car is full. Holy moly, my back seat and my back end is full.
Kriebel is helping to organize mutual aid in Grand Traverse County. A few days ago, she and others started circulating a Google form that asks people how they can help during the COVID-19 pandemic.
We've got, 70-plus volunteer sign-ups here in Grand Traverse County, and these people want to do something for somebody, somewhere, somehow, sometime, and they're ready.
Soon, there will be another form for people who need help. Versions of these same forms are popping up in communities all over Michigan, along with Facebook groups and websites. Do you have a car and time to deliver prescriptions to somebody in quarantine? Do you need prescriptions delivered? Maybe you need or can provide emergency childcare. The goal is to match people who need help with those who can give it. There are at least a dozen mutual aid networks around the state, and they all work a little differently. But at the end of the day, mutual aid just means neighbors helping neighbors.
This is a crisis, and when crisis happens in communities, we start really looking out for each other. And I think that, that's what at the heart of what mutual aid is. It's not just charity, it's also solidarity.
Kriebel says mutual aid isn't meant to replace government agencies or already existing charities. She says people in need should first dial 211. That will connect them with government or nonprofit services in their area. But mutual aid is another option for those who need it.
This is about seeing where we fit in the bigger picture of services. We, as in anybody that wants to participate in a mutual aid network, and that it's so good for morale and community building.
Stay healthy out there. I'm Kay LaFond.
IPR and Michigan Radio are tracking mutual aid networks in the state during the COVID-19 pandemic. An interactive map that can help you find mutual aid in your area is online at both interlochenpublicradio.org and michiganradio.org.